Questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation in a university bookstore.
Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to decide what to do. I'm taking a physics class. At least, I'd like to take the class. But I was put on the waiting list because it was over-enrolled.
Okay, so you...
I don't know if I'll actually end up in the class, so I don't know if I should buy the book yet.
If you do get into the class, the registrar's office will let you know right away. As soon as there's an opening in the class, if someone drops out, then whoever's next on the waiting list gets in automatically. They'll let you know as soon as that happens. They'll send you a message by email.
Right, that's what they told me. Anyway, I heard this course is kind of demanding. I talked to the professor, and he said it's important to keep up with the reading, and that a lot of important concepts are covered in the first 2 weeks. So, to make a long story short, I think I want to buy the textbook now, assuming I will get into the class, so I can get started on the reading.
Okay.
But I... In case I don't get in, would I be able to return the book and get my money back?
Sure. That is, if you haven't written anything in it. We give a full refund if you return it by the end of the first week of the quarter. In the second and third weeks, we refund half of your money.
Really? Is that all? That seems kind of stiff. I mean, this book costs $90.
I know. But unfortunately, that's the bookstore's policy. I know, it's kind of unfair in your situation. Sorry.
Only half your money back. Wow. That does make it more complicated. Now I don't know what to do. If I don't start reading the book and then get in this class, I'm afraid I'll fall behind. But I can't afford to buy a book I don't need.
But if you do get into the class, you usually know that by the end of the first week, sometimes by the second week.
Well, then maybe I should just buy the book anyway. There are only a few copies of it left on the shelf.
Is that right? Thanks for letting me know. I'd better check it in back and see if we have any more. This must be a popular course.
It is. It's required for pre-engineering students.
Oh, so you want to be an engineer?
Yeah.
That's great. My brother's in engineering school. He's a teaching assistant for Dr. Kelly.
Really? Dr. Kelly teaches the class I want to get into. He's the best professor in the whole department.
It's true. I've heard other people say that too.
If I don't get his class this quarter, maybe next quarter I will.
And you'll have gotten an early start on reading the book. That is, if you buy it today.
Right. You talked me into it. Thanks for your help.
No problem. Good luck getting into the class.
Number 1. What is the woman's problem? Number 2. What does the man say about students who are put on the waiting list for a class? Number 3. Why does the woman say this?
Really? Is that all? That seems kind of stiff. I mean, this book costs $90.
Number 4. On which two points do the speakers probably agree? Number 5. What will the woman probably do?